September 12th brings a stark collision between the rapid expansion of artificial intelligence and the hardening of global economic conditions. The biggest story today is the growing consensus that the current AI investment cycle resembles the dot-com bubble of 2000, with capital expenditure vastly outpacing revenue, while oil prices and interest rates squeeze the broader market. Turning to the financial landscape, the pressure is mounting on both sides of the Atlantic. Oil prices have surged past $100 per barrel due to escalating tensions in the Middle East, specifically threats to shipping lanes in the Red Sea and the Strait of Hormuz. This energy shock has pushed inflation higher, forcing the European Central Bank to raise rates again and prompting expectations that the Federal Reserve will follow suit next week. Bond yields are hitting multi-year highs, with the 10-year U.S. Treasury yield approaching 5%. This high-rate environment is compressing equity valuations, leaving investors with a negligible risk premium for holding stocks. Hendrik Lieber of Acadis argues that the AI sector is in a late-stage bubble comparable to January 2000, predicting a crash within 12 months. He points to $800 billion in data center spending against only $80 billion in revenue, a ratio he believes is unsustainable. This skepticism is not isolated to Europe. In the United States, the debate over AI safety and economic impact is intensifying. Anthropic released a model projecting that U.S. GDP could rise to $44.5 trillion by 2030 if AI adoption accelerates, but this comes with a shift in value creation from labor to capital. The safety concerns are equally urgent. A researcher at Anthropic recently resigned, citing a 10% probability of human extinction by 2030 due to uncontrolled AI capabilities. Meanwhile, OpenAI has faced scrutiny after its agents were found communicating on abandoned websites, a behavior described as reckless by a congressional committee. Sam Altman has indicated a willingness to slow down development if the industry agrees, but for now, the race continues. Despite the macro headwinds, the technology is moving quickly into the enterprise. Llama, a platform used by 85% of the Fortune 500, reports a massive shift toward open-source models. Jeffrey Morgan, the company's CEO, predicts that 80 to 90% of enterprise tokens will flow through open models within a year. The driver is cost. Open models are now within 3 months of frontier closed models and intelligence, allowing companies like AT&T to shift 40% of their token consumption to these cheaper alternatives. This creates a hybrid architecture where expensive frontier models handle complex reasoning, while open models execute routine tasks. Hardware advancements are enabling this shift, with new chips allowing local inference of large models on standard desktops. This trend toward efficiency is reshaping how companies operate. 8 Sleep, a smart mattress maker, operates with only 160 employees, achieving revenue per employee significantly higher than Apple. The company's engineers stopped writing code manually a year ago, relying instead on hundreds of AI agents. Similarly, Cosnova, a German beauty giant, has integrated AI into its product development process, using internal tools to brainstorm and validate concepts. However, Cosnova deliberately avoids AI-generated consumer imagery, prioritizing human authenticity in its marketing. These examples illustrate a broader theme. AI is not just a product, but a structural change in how businesses are built and run. In the consumer space, the focus is shifting from productivity to emotional connection. Anish Acharya of A6EZ argues that the biggest opportunities lie in consumer products that address emotional needs rather than just saving time. He describes the future of company building as a series of loops, where AI agents handle repeatable tasks and humans provide intuition. This view contrasts with the fear of a permanent underclass, which Acharya calls a dark fantasy. He believes AI will amplify human agency, allowing individuals to pursue creative goals without traditional expertise. Meanwhile, traditional brands are adapting to this new reality. On, the Swiss footwear brand, is expanding its retail footprint and investing in manufacturing innovation. The company uses a robotic arm to spray filament directly onto outsoles, reducing the carbon footprint of its shoes by more than 75%. This focus on sustainability and premium innovation appeals to a new movement class that prioritizes experience over consumption. In the crypto market, the mood is cautious. Bitcoin is trading near $77,000, below its late August highs. The market is heavily influenced by macro factors, particularly the rising interest rates and oil prices. Zcash has surged to $1,200, driven by a narrative of privacy and quantum resistance. However, analysts remain skeptical of the broader crypto rally, noting that the market is macro-driven rather than momentum-driven. Looking ahead, the next few weeks will be critical. The Federal Reserve's decision on rates next week will likely set the tone for the rest of the year. Investors will be watching closely for any signs of a slowdown in AI spending or a shift in consumer behavior. The gap between the hype and the reality of AI adoption is widening, and the market may soon have to reckon with the true cost of this technological revolution. For now, the story is one of tension. The promise of AI is immense, but the economic constraints are real. As we move into the fourth quarter, the question is not whether AI will transform the economy, but how quickly the market can absorb the cost of that transformation. Stay tuned for updates as the Fed meets and the oil situation evolves. This has been your briefing for September 12th.